In war-ravaged Baghdad, Saddam City, a large suburb, has rejected the U.S. military and taken grassroots steps to curtail looting and restore order. Muslim clerics have taken the initiative by forming dozens of vigilante militias. The U.S. Marines have gratefully passed off these police duties, both to avoid getting shot at by renegades loyal to Saddam Hussein and also to reduce the chances of accidentally shooting civilians. Joining us from Baghdad is NPR's John Burnett. And, John, I gather you spend much of the day in that part of the city, Saddam City. Tell us where it is and what it is.
It is in eastern Baghdad. It's actually a city within a city, populated by about 2.5 million Shia Muslims. It's probably the poorest section of town. The Shias were opposed, bitterly opposed, to the regime of Saddam Hussein, and so they were brutally repressed. Regular disappearances of men there throughout the years. And so you can imagine they hate the name Saddam City. And right now they're in the process of changing it either to Mohammed Sadiq al-Sadr City. That's a revered Shia cleric in the city of Najaf who was murdered 4 years ago, and it was blamed on Saddam. And the second choice is Athoura City, which means Revolution City. That was the original name for this suburb before Saddam changed it in the late 1980s.
Now, what, as you understand it, is the deal that the U.S. Marines have arrived at with the local religious leaders in used to be called Saddam City?
Well, Robert, when I was still embedded with this Marine battalion, every day I watched these Muslim clerics coming into the battalion headquarters. One of the clerics was such an important ally of the U.S. military. He had two special forces bodyguards with him. And what they agreed on is the Marines will stay out of the streets. They will basically not patrol this very large, very turbulent part of the city. And in return, the imams, the religious leaders, will act like sheriffs, and they'll form militias of men who set up checkpoints in the streets that function from dusk to dawn. They'll check the IDs of drivers, they'll search their vehicles for weapons, and they'll try to prevent any further looting by shooting over the heads of looters or at their heads. And then the imams are supposed to deliver all of these captured Fedayeen fighters, these loyalists to Saddam, to the Marine encampment.
And does this appear to be working?
It seems to be working. The Marine battalion commander told me that he's received about 20 captured Fedayeen. He said almost all of them have been beaten severely, and one had been shot through the neck, and the U.S. medevaced him to a field hospital. I can tell you, just I've noticed a sharp decrease in the ambushes. There used to be these wild firefights all night. You could watch the tracers going into the skies. It sounded like the Wild West out there. And then on a more personal level, talking to these Shia men, they clearly are enjoying walking the streets with their AK-47s. They're shooting them in the air at night because they could never carry these weapons under Saddam.
And given the relationship that their religious leaders have developed with the Marines, do the men of Saddam City, do they seem to be at peace with the idea of the U.S. being in Iraq, or do they tell you they object a great deal to the U.S. military being there?
They're adamant that the Marines stay inside the garrison as much as possible. They're extremely proud, and they want to protect themselves. And it was really summed up best by a man who told me today, "Thank you for liberating us. Now you can go." And so it's interesting because while you've seen pictures of them applauding and cheering, particularly in Saddam City, and welcoming the Marines, it's already starting to change 5 days after Baghdad fell. And they're really anxious that the Marines stay out of sight now.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure, Robert.
NPR's John Burnett speaking to us from Baghdad.